how significant do you think are these resignations that we mentioned of six federal prosecutors, including the acting U.S. attorney?
I think it speaks volumes. So, like I said, everybody has a line, and I have a lot of friends who are still in DOJ right now. And I think the approach that a lot of prosecutors are taking are do what you can in your sort of sphere of influence within the bounds of the law, but understand that there will be a line. And one day in this administration, you may be asked to do something that you do not think is right and be ready to resign. And I think that that's what we're seeing here. I mean, this is, putting this in context, this is pretty extreme. You're asking federal prosecutors to look into the grieving wife of somebody who was just killed in broad daylight, practically before she could bury her, and for First Amendment violations that even in a normal context wouldn't amount to a crime. So I think that what you're seeing is those prosecutors found that line, and that's the result.